Hey, what's up, Joe? Welcome to my 5-Minute Friday for May 3rd. So I'm just sitting in the KLM lounge in the Amsterdam airport right now, waiting for my flight to Malaga, Spain, where I'm going to be doing a workshop with Matt Housley on the fundamentals of data engineering and giving a talk there as well. And yeah, making new friends and catching up with old ones. So anyway, such is the life of a traveling nerd. So yeah, so things in my mind this week, I think, you know, I want to kind of follow up on a article and podcast I did probably about a month or two ago, which is how I write articles. I want to dig into how I write books. I am in the middle of writing my data modeling book, and last week I dropped the first chapter on Substack at practicaldatamodeling.substack.com. I'm pretty stoked on the feedback so far. It's the first chapter, so first chapter is always hard to write, but I feel like the feedback so far has been overwhelmingly positive, and that's encouraging. Also, if you've subscribed to my Practical Data Modeling Substack, feel free to beat the living crap out of the first chapter. I'll get into why first chapters matter in a second, but yeah, how I write books. When Matt Housley and I were writing Fundamentals of Data Engineering, it was a collaborative effort. Our workflow back in the day was to use Google Docs, and that was mainly because of the collaborative features. When you have two authors working on a book, collaboration is key. You can try and divide and conquer, but you know, ultimately, as you're collaborating on a chapter, it's at some point it's hard to know where one author started and the other began, because it's sort of like, hate to put it crudely, but making a baby. So the chapter becomes a part of you both. Sorry, there's a cart running by here. Unless you're divvying out the chapters, right? So one author might write one chapter, another author might write another chapter. But in the case of Fundamentals of Data Engineering, we wrote the chapters together. Maybe Matt would take the top section, I'd take the bottom. We'd have an outline of each of the sections, and we'd go back through and, revise each other's work, and to the point where everything we wrote was basically indistinguishable from one another. So that was the approach that we took for that book. And attacking it chapter by chapter, I mentioned earlier that first chapter is always hard. That's for a lot of reasons, right? Your ideas aren't formulated completely about your book. You also have to write the book to know how your ideas will be formulated. The first chapter is also hard because readers expect the first chapter to be good, and you want your first chapter to be good as an author, because that's what's going to hook the reader and keep them turning the pages until hopefully they finish your book. And so you're going to have to come back to your first chapter early and often, and that's the reality of it. So, my suggestion is, at least the way I do it, is I write the first chapter like I just did for practical data modeling, and maybe publicize it, but then I set it aside for a while. I don't think about it, because subconsciously you're going to be thinking about it, but you got other things to do, like write the rest of the book, and the rest of the book will inform the first chapter again. So that's one of the workflows. I think I'm not using Google Docs to write anymore. I'm actually testing out two new tools. One is Ulysses, which is a Mac-only book writing app. But the cool thing with that is you can modularize all the sections of your book and sort of drag and drop those writings kind of mess with the flow or change the flow of your books. I think that's really cool. It also provides a very focused workspace for writing. Unlike Google Docs, where you kind of have to scroll from top to bottom, it can get a bit messy. So I do like that workflow that Ulysses has. Scrivener is another one. There's a lot more features to it, but it's also made for writing books. And so I like these tools because they provide just a really dedicated writing environment. And so I'm experimenting with both, trying to figure out which one I like. I like Ulysses probably better from a UI perspective. It just feels much more focused, much more clean. It's also like $40 a year versus Scrivener, which is $60 for one-time fee. So we'll see. But when you're writing a book, I would say be sure to invest in good tools. Word and Google Docs are cool. I think, I still write articles in Google Docs. And if I'm collaborating with people on, writing, then I think Google Docs is actually pretty good. But at the same time, check out the dedicated writing apps. Those are pretty great. So what else you want to know? It's probably going to be a multi-part series, actually, but I'll at least give an overview. So my writing process is very similar to how I write articles. I ruthlessly will outline on a legal pad my ideas. I'll constantly be jotting down ideas. Even like when I'm out on walks, I'll have my phone with me, and I'll just start doing just a recording of what I want to say. And thankfully, with a text-to-speech, that means the writing is kind of done in a kind of stream of consciousness fashion, but at least you get the general ideas out there, right? But I think outlining your ideas, coming back to the outline, is super key, at least for me. Some people can just write. They have the whole construct in their head. I like to revise the outline early and often and keep iterating on that. So that's one thing that I do. I think a lot of other writers do that too. And then, you know, let the ideas germinate and write them out. Write out your zero draft. That's just stream of consciousness writing. And you know, come back, and then, as the old saying goes, real writing starts when you start editing. And so be sure to edit and just edit ruthlessly. Edit. Cut things down. I've also been using Hemingway as a way to sort of edit out my writings and make them easy to read. So Hemingway is another tool I got the desktop app. But yeah, it's awesome. What it does is basically it will take your writing and check if your paragraphs are too long, if you're using a kind of overly verbose words or styles of writing, and it hopefully simplifies your writing down to as low as a grade as possible. I think especially in the data space, we want to try and write in a very complex manner. I actually think this is a big mistake. I guess a lot of the praise that we got for our first book was that it's very easy to read, and that was by design. I kept having people read and reread the book, especially lay people who didn't understand data engineering, because I figured if they could understand it, then it's probably understandable to people who are a bit more familiar with the topic. So certainly battle test your ideas and just strive for simplicity in your writing. I don't think you get glory points for trying to be complicated. I actually think it works against you. You might be the kind of person who wants to show off how smart you are with your writing, but I think being simple is a big plus in this case. So simplicity is key. So yeah, I'll probably write this up in an article. I'm in the middle of actually like a bunch of projects right now, so that might be delayed, but at least I wanted to capture some of these ideas in a podcast. So anyway, on the writing front, expecting chapter 2 of Practical Data Modeling will be out next week in draft form. It's actually kind of a hard one to write. It's about like why data modeling matters, and actually some ways in which it actually doesn't matter at all. So it's been a fun chapter to write, but also a lot of nuance to it. So anyway, writing is a thinking person's sport, as I've always said, and this is it's not for everybody. It's really hard. Writing books is like I wrote in the previous article about articles. It's writing a book is different than writing articles. There's a lot more complexity to it. So, but yeah, I want to make sure the writing process is transparent to the public. I think it's probably going to be hopefully fun for you to watch me write this book in public and then publish it, and got some other things I'm going to announce pretty soon related to publishing, but I'm going to keep that under wraps for a bit. But super excited about what's next, and super excited to keep sharing my journey and my writings with you. So yeah, thanks everybody for your support, and I'll talk to you later. Take care. Have a good weekend.